The idea of the Parks and People Project is to engage the general public in learning a little bit about the environment around them, especially in urbanized landscapes. And it's a project that we're testing this summer in the South End neighborhood of Springfield, where we hope to engage neighborhood residents, primarily youth, in learning a little bit about various components of the urban landscape, including trees, birds, pollinators, soils, and water.
Why is this important?
Well, one of the things that we're finding is that people living in the city have less ability to get out and really explore or to experience the natural landscape. And what we're trying to do is to show folks that they really do live in their own natural landscape, the urban forest. And by bringing the ideas and the principles of natural resource preservation, enhancement, and appreciation, we're trying to have folks to really engage in those green spaces and the natural components in their neighborhood. The South End is especially an important neighborhood for us because of its proximity to the Connecticut River, which is a major natural resource here in New England. But also has a series of open spaces and green spaces that in some respect are underappreciated and underutilized from a natural resources appreciation standpoint.
You're kicking this off with a workshop this evening from 4 to 6 p.m. at Emerson White Park in Springfield. What will this first workshop entail?
Yeah, the first workshop is looking at trees and the urban tree canopy. And what we're doing is, as research scientists, some of the work that we've done here in Springfield from the Forest Service standpoint with some of our partners is looking at the benefits provided by trees in the South End of Springfield. So we're able to look at that tree canopy that's over the neighborhood, and then we're able to quantify that by really putting some values and quantities on the amount of carbon stored, the amount of rainfall that's intercepted, or the adjustment of the urban heat island effect or temperature change based on the shading of the neighborhood. So what we're able to do is first we're going to show them the structure, how many trees they have and what they have, the function, what is it doing from a functional standpoint in the environment. And then we try to relate that to dollars and cents to show them that we can actually put a dollar value on the trees.
Is this something that people would find interesting even if they don't live in the South End?
Yeah, what we've done is we've targeted the South End because we're working closely with the C3 initiative, which is the community police initiative in the South End. And that idea there is to really engage the general public in making the neighborhood safer and more livable. And so we've been working for the past 6 weeks with the C3 team on engaging youth. And we've recently planted some trees down in the neighborhood with some of the youth in the neighborhood. They attended the fair down at the South End Community Fair, the first time that they've done that at Emerson White. So there's really in the neighborhood, there's a really good community of engaged individuals and associated organizations and nonprofit groups, as well as agencies that are all working to improve the quality of life for the neighborhood. And so we are looking at the green side of it, which is sometimes overlooked when we look at some of the other issues facing the city, whether it be crime or public health or community services. We like to engage folks in looking at those green spaces, which really fit into all of the other equations of making people happier living down there in an urban forest. The idea is that it's a calming effect. It reduces the need for as much hospitalization for kids with respiratory problems and senior citizens. And so what we're trying to do is just to let folks understand a little bit better about that single tree that might be in their backyard, and then to look at that and look for the birds and listen for the sounds and, some more appreciation for something that they might take for granted or never even notice.